Shelby, big week coming up for FFA members, not only here in Ohio, but across the country. A lot of Blue Jackets heading to Indianapolis for this 2012 National FFA Convention. How exciting is it to prepare for National Convention?
It's so exciting. I can't even describe how exciting it truly is. With 16 state officers, we have been traveling all across the state and been getting to interact with members who will be competing at National Convention for proficiencies in career development events. So it's just really exciting to see the atmosphere of all of the schools getting ready.
Yeah, I was going to say, in fact, from a national proficiency standpoint, Ohio is going to be very well represented on stage.
Yes, we are. We have around 14, I believe.
That's tremendous. Also have a chapter that's up for some national recognition?
Yes, Ridgemont, which is in District 6, actually is up in every single area for national chapter. So that is very exciting.
Shelby, as a state president, you'll be serving as a delegate to the national convention. From a business standpoint, are there some issues that will be discussed?
Yes. Actually, I'm serving as a vice chair on one of the issues, and it's actually talking about it's actually discussing bringing more urban students and giving them more opportunities for their supervised agricultural experiences. So that's very exciting for the urban students within Ohio and across the United States. And then they're also discussing creating more career development events on the national level.
Anything controversial that you see coming up, or pretty much straightforward?
It's pretty straightforward. Nothing really that controversial.
Shelby, I know that another big event that Ohio FFA members look forward to every year is the Buckeye Bash.
Of course. It's great to be in Indianapolis and everyone's wearing their Buckeye gear. So many students just joined together all from Ohio, so it's really amazing to see how many students travel to Indianapolis then all join together for a dance.
I was going to say, with Indianapolis being so close, it really is a good opportunity for Ohio FFA members to make the trip over.
It is. It always fascinates me when I'm walking around how many Ohio jackets I see.
Shelby, what is one thing that you look forward to every year when you attend the national convention?
Well, every year when I attend the national convention, one thing I really look forward to is the representation of Ohio. Whether it's walking the streets or seeing Ohio students up on stage, it's just great to see how prominent our state is amongst the other states in the country.
So for those first-time FFA members that are attending a national convention, what do you hope the experience will be like for them?
I just hope that they take advantage of every opportunity that's there, whether it's walking around the career show or listening to speakers, and just pay attention to all of the students that are competing and receiving awards. Pay attention to what they're receiving them for, because one day that could be that student up there. It's their future.
Shelby, what is your fondest memory of your first National FFA Convention?
My first National FFA Convention, it was attending the Buckeye Bash, I would say, just because you see all of these people from across the country, and it's nice to see all these other people, but then you wonder, where are the other people from Ohio? What are they doing right now? And it's really great to just get that sense of state pride at an event.
Well, leading up to a national convention, you and your fellow team members have been traveling around the state, meeting with chapters. How are you finding things around the state right now?
They're great. I visited several chapters now, and I actually just got done with a visit at Waterford FFA. And the students are so excited to go to national convention. Everywhere I go, they're talking about their plans and what they're excited for, if they're competing, who they're going to see. And it's great to have such an excitement amongst the students and something for them to look forward to.
Yeah, and something else I wanted to mention, Ohio does have a national officer candidate.
We do, Colin Barkley. He's actually from the Delphus FFA chapter and has been attending Ohio State. So we're wishing him the best of luck.
All right. Shelby, anything else about the upcoming National FFA Convention that you'd like to mention?
Well, if people can't attend the national convention, I just hope that they turn to RSD TV, because all of the proceedings are on that channel, and hopefully they'll see some people from Ohio.